Was she political, Lucille?
She really wasn't, at least not openly. She wasn't. I think, and a lot of other people have told me too, it probably went back to the days when she was accused of being a communist. And those were the days that were just frightening. Lives were ruined by those accusations.
And can I ask, how did that even get started? Because I've heard of that, but I don't know origin of it.
Her grandfather was what they called a...
socialist of some sort?
Yeah, he was a socialist, but they called him some kind of a traveler. Anyway, Lucy had trouble because this was after she brought her family out to California, way before she married Desi. She'd have a maid or somebody to help with the ironing or the housework, and he'd go and talk to him. He says, they're taking advantage of you. He said, you stand up and don't take this. She couldn't keep help because old grandpa was coming in there running her help off. But anyway, he did talk Lucy and her brother Fred into joining the Communist Party. But in those days, it wasn't dangerous. It was just people that were standing up for the underdog or something. So she did join to satisfy her dear old grandpa, who was the only father she'd ever known. She never attended a meeting. There were stories around that she did and held meetings in her home. Well, that's all lies. It never happened. But when some tabloid published that Lucy was very worried that her career was gone, CBS wouldn't stand by her. But anyway, it's a long story, and I wasn't there. I just know what people have told me. They went ahead and did the show after that news broke. I think Winchell broke it. He's also the one that broke that she was pregnant.
That would be Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell, who was very powerful.
Commentator, mm-hmm. Right.
Reporter, newspaper, entertainment. Mm-hmm. But CBS says, no, let's go ahead and do the show tonight. We'll film as usual. And so the audience was there, and Desi was out before the show started filming, and people were applauding and screaming, and he thanked everybody for coming and explained that there's been some publicity. But he says, the only thing red about my wife is her hair, and that's not real.
I heard that. That's great.
Well, I read where she said that she voted for Eisenhower.
Well, she probably did. But anyway, Lucy just didn't talk politics. The way today celebrities stand up for their politicians, which is fine. I think they need to. But Lucy didn't. She didn't talk politics. And I don't talk politics to friends or family, some of them.